Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Welcome to Punked! I'm your host, Ashton Kutcher! That's my best Ashton Kutcher I can do. It's more like Ashton Kutcher.
That doesn't sound like him at all.
Today, we have on the show, it's crazy, you guys. We have Bilal, who's telling his girlfriend, Shida, that he doesn't live in a nice house, and he's going to take her in a van, and then he's going to tell her that right as soon as they go... Wait, he's not going to tell her before they go in the house?
No.
He's spending a night in the house? That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
And this is after we told that guy his mother died in a car accident, but she really just had really bad cancer.
Yeah. This is the one that Dax Shepard says I'm out when he did Punk'd. He's like, I'm leaving the show.
Y'all, I just wore a hat backwards for that.
You did.
I wore a prop.
You did. You look 12.
Do I look good in this? Do you want to bang me?
Let's get to announcements, everybody.
Yo, this is Reality Gay!
It's Reality Gay Season 9, Episode 2, our part 1 of Home Sweet Hoax.
I can only...
Good name.
I'm starting to think that at least the people at 90 Day understand this is absolutely reprehensible.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because, y'all, I think they try to take an open mind for a lot of things. This is, you could even see the cameras and producers zooming in on her face for things.
No.
They know this is awful.
And she doesn't have a good poker face.
And the only one who doesn't know is Bilal.
Yeah. Just because we're going to talk, but because Bilal only sees what Bilal wants to see.
Boy, we've seen a lot of self-involved people who can't see the
other
other people's perspective.
He's horrible.
This ranks up there.
He reminds me of
dangerous people to be in relationships.
He reminds me of Martell from Love After Lockup, where it's like his way or no way. And the controlling.
Woo!
Anyway, but I don't care about that now, y'all, because we've got live shows. We've got live shows, announcements.
Live, laugh, live, fun. Or summer should be fun.
Summer should be fun. Y'all, okay. So here's the deal.
Don't announce what house they're in. I don't want to do that.
Well, okay. But I'm going to tell you this now, and I want you to listen.
Because, it's like a teacher.
No.
We've already had some people not listen.
Because we said in Patreon, they're like, when do they go on sale? What? I'm telling you once. I'm not going to comment the show. Don't be a Carl's wife. Pull the fuck over and write it down. Tell Siri, say, hey Siri, when I get home to look at the gays tour dates.
You can do it. I you're saying that, but I just love saying, so y'all, I want you to listen.
Y'all.
Like a kindergarten teacher.
We're going to have to eventually hire an assistant because we're wiping your ass.
Yeah.
So we're not anymore. So anyway, listen to what I'm telling
this
you.
This is 2022 summer before, tour dates.
Now look.
If you're on our Patreon, you're going to get an email with these.
You're going to get an email.
Pre-sale comes out this Wednesday, which is the 20th.
That's what I'm going over because I don't want you to fuck it up.
Thank you.
Because you already said the wrong date. So okay. The pre-sale is on Wednesday, April 27th.
7th.
At 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Eastern Time.
10 a.m. Pacific Time.
10 a.m. Pacific.
Patrons will get an email on Tuesday by 8 p.m. letting them know what the code is going to be. 8 Central Time.
Please,
Pacific Time.
Please do not Instagram DM us.
8 p.m.
for the code.
Pacific Time. That means 9 for Mountain, 10 for Central, 11 p.m. for Eastern Time. On Tuesday night, you will get the code, okay? We're going to email. On our Patreon, the Supercast, we're going to do an audio episode. So we'll tell you in the audio because we can't email. Supercasters,
we're doing this because we had an overwhelming number of Carl Swipes come at us.
I am your fifth grade teacher that decided we're going to try to do this field trip one more time.
Billy!
After y'all fucked up the trip to the state capitol and we lost two kids that day, still can't find them. That's me right
now. Where's your lunch?
You know what?
Did you already eat your lunch?
I am Mrs. Dennis right now. And God bless her heart. Okay, so that's on Wednesday.
Is she still alive? A lot of your teachers are dead.
I made up Mrs. Dennis. Oh, okay. I just thought it sounded like a dead. They are dead, a lot of them. Now, okay, y'all, a lot of these venues or the theaters that we're going to, that's the only reason I wanted to announce the theaters, because people might be going.
Oh, okay.
People have their theater does their own presale. Let's say you bought a show there before and you signed up
venue
for their email list.
A venue presale.
They do a venue presale. That's going to be on Thursday.
You're kidding me, school teacher voice.
That's going to be triggered on Thursday, April 28th, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And then on
the general sale
is on Friday, April 29th, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern time or 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Has everybody got their juice boxes?
I swear to Jesus Christ on a motherfucking graham cracker. If y'all email me and text, I know y'all think I'm the sweet one. I'm going to get salty.
She's not.
I'm going to get salty.
I'm the nice one.
I'm just going
to
come.
Swear to God.
I'm just going to come for you and say, did you listen to the podcast? Did you listen to the podcast, Maggie? Because I don't know. That's what I'm going to say.
Y'all, I opened up my Instagram this morning. We just announced it on the Patreon last time. And there was just floods of people saying, wait, when's this coming out? If you had listened, it would have been obvious.
To the 3-minute audio recording.
So y'all don't be a Carl's wife. Only you can help people not be Carl's wives.
It's true.
So without further ado, let's get on to this. First date, June 16th.
You go first.
Mother Poodle's birthday.
You pissed them all off, so you go first.
Columbus, Ohio. There. Suck it.
Poodle is apologizing. That's
Not yet.
Thursday, June 16th. That's at Newport Music Hall.
You may get an apology. You may wrangle an apology out of me that night, but don't be expecting a lot. I better have a good time in Columbus.
You better.
The next night.
Oh, okay. Friday, June 17th, Detroit, Michigan at the Majestic.
Detroit, what?
The Majestic.
Sunday.
We get a day
June
off.
19th, Minneapolis at the Varsity Theater.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Wednesday, June 22nd in Phoenix, Arizona.
By the Phoenix.
I'll be rising.
At the Crescent Ballroom.
Crescent Ballroom.
That sounds way too classy for us.
It's true. And y'all, big news. On Thursday, June 23rd,
What are you doing? I just was going to do one.
Oh,
We've
I did Phoenix.
Off.
I'm sorry. I did Phoenix. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just not even here. Thursday, June 23rd, San Francisco, California, Pride kickoff.
It is a Pride kickoff.
We're the official show
No.
San Francisco.
No, we're not. that San Francisco Pride doesn't even know we're coming. We're
calling it a Pride kickoff.
Look, y'all, we booked the venue. We're at the Swedish American Music Hall, and the Swedish American Music Hall.
Swedish American Music Hall.
They said we need to do something for Pride. Hey, let's just book this show.
So then we're going to take a week off on July 4th, and then you go.
We're taking a bit off, and then my hometown show, because I'm gonna y'all. It's Mama Mar's coming. My brother's coming.
Don't announce
nephews.
People.
Oh, they already are.
But
Aunt Peggy said if she gets her new lip in time, she'll be there. I swear to God, she said it. In Dallas, Texas, July 8th, the studio at the Factory.
And I've got to say, I'm really excited because I've seen shows at that venue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually playing there. That, I cannot believe it.
That's cool. That'd be like if I ever saw a movie that I was in. In that gay sex theater on Santa Monica, I would say, wow.
Look at me.
I remember being on the other side of the screen.
Look at me. I hope you wouldn't be in a porno. Nothing wrong with you if you are.
No, I don't have the stamina
for
it anymore.
You'd have a cameo.
I would
The gay airline flight agent.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir. There is no flights available for you. You're just going to have to fuck that guy over in the corner.
Or I'd be that. I feel like someone needs to make a documentary of the straight women who have to act like they have a gay boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Not like, in front of my salad.
Where did these actors go wrong? Where did they go wrong? That they're just pretty talented women watching gay men fuck.
True.
So,
next date, Saturday, July 9th, Austin, Texas.
Yes.
We're now, y'all.
At Emo's.
We are not going to be able to hit Houston this time. Don't come at us about it.
We actually tried.
It's a venue issue. We also can't have too many shows that are at Live Nation and other venues in the same market.
I know.
It's complicated stuff that we don't understand, but our booker knows all about it.
We tried.
She tried.
Because one of our Facebook head mods, Jordana, just had a baby. We were trying to get there for her, but
so
we couldn't.
I would tell you it is maybe how long of a drive?
It's what, 3 hours to Austin?
Yeah.
2.5 hours to Austin?
So, but I will say it is, we are going to really, that's almost certainly going to be in the fall.
Well, also too, Austin, if you debate on which show to get a better ticket to, Austin's like a 500 seat house, and that's going to be hard for us to fill, y'all. So come to Texas sissies that want to travel, come to Austin. Also, not confirmed yet, but probably if they're available, we could have some cast members from Pig Royalty at that
yes,
show.
Yes.
So we're working on that.
That we are
now.
Talking to.
Sunday, July 10th, San Diego at the Observatory.
That's a huge venue.
That's a big.
And I'm scared.
It's like 700 people. There's no way we're going to fill it. We're so scared we're just going to be sitting there to like 30 people. Please come to that show, y'all.
And before you ask, we're not having fucking Big Pred or Kimbali.
No, we're not.
They wouldn't come anyway because we've been
so shitty
to them.
They could buy a ticket and come.
I don't want them there.
I'm
okay with Kimbali. She needs to be aware that we're going to make fun of her.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, if they come.
She can bring Jamal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do like, we're not the Reeds. I can't tell Tyler not to come to my show.
That's true. Next date is, this is a big one, Thursday, July 14th, Bastille Day. And that is Salt Lake City, Utah. I swear to God, we're having those FLDS dresses. And we're going to come out in those women's.
You shouldn't promise things until you have them.
I got to find them.
Nazabon.
Come at me if you know where I can get those, you know, those dresses that the FLDS, the fundamentalists,
wear.
Like Sister Wives, and that was on like Big Love.
It's going to be a long show.
So let me know if I can get those.
We normally won't go over these dates so long, y'all. We're just excited. And lastly, July 15th on a Friday.
We're wrapping up.
We're going to wrap up on Friday. Denver, Colorado.
Denver!
At the Gothic Theater. There you go.
Wonder if it's Gothic.
Probably not, but that would be wrong. It should be.
So, y'all, those are 10 cities. If your city was not announced in this or a city that you're close to, we are doing a fall tour.
We are.
And that'll be kind of our yearly tour. And then don't get used to us touring like every 2 to 3 months because we're doing this because it's our
start.
No,
we're doing the fall, and then that's it for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And sorry again for Oklahoma sissies. I think people think that we can go to smaller towns. We're going to say this again. I know y'all want us to come to Trenton, New Jersey. The problem is you actually have to be – you think because we're smaller that we can do that, but it's actually the other way around. You can go to the smaller cities once you're a bigger podcast. Right. It's, I'm not going to go into all the logistics of theaters and booking and all that, but we're kind of, we're going to be more in your state capitals and big cities right now. So if you're holding out thinking, hey, I live in a town of 200,000 people, they're going to come to my show this year. We're not.
I also need to put on my gross, like, business, like, that can't meet our profit margins thing. And you don't want to hear me do that.
No, you don't want to hear people. I'm just saying.
Because I get nasty about that stuff.
If you're holding out us coming to, like, you know, tell us the problem, not Kansas City, maybe in the fall. That,
I was going to say, Kansas City. Two of the cities we're working on are either Kansas City or St. Louis.
Yeah.
Those, definitely.
And y'all.
As well as Tampa. Tampa's on our list.
Tampa, we had the theater and then we lost it to another gig. So Tampa, I think that maybe it's the energy that it lost. It wasn't us. We tried for Tampa.
Our booker basically said, it's so weird trying to book there. Because everyone's like, who are they?
And we think it's pretty much because it's all mob owned.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tampa, grow to visit.
Yeah. Not right now. Hopefully after they get DeSantis out.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Because we're going to say gay when we go.
We're going to do a whole Disney show.
We're going to say gay.
Walk out.
I'm
going to walk out, like, face fucking a picture of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. I am going to wear Disney stuff at that show. Fuck that.
I've never wanted to support Disney more.
Yes.
I've always thought it was a terribly big corporation that.
It is. It was. And Walt Disney was very anti-Semitic.
Yes. And probably his head is still frozen somewhere in Disneyland.
Kind of like Christine Quinn's head will be frozen one day when she goes.
God, I hope so.
Y'all, Selling Sunset, it's back. We're like four episodes in. It's very good. It's a nice popcorn candy after the ultimatum.
I can't tell you.
It's on our $5 Patreon.
I feel like I'm the biggest evangelist for this show. And it's not because when I first heard about it, you guys, someone like me, you would think, why would I want to watch a show about real estate? Because I'm just not into any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just watching a friend of mine who I trust told me, watch this show. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I said, I'm not going to get into it. Cue me starting it on like a Thursday night. It was 3 a.m. and I had finished season one. I watched the entire, like, three seasons back to back. I'd watched it in 3 days because of the personalities and the crazy. And
yeah, we're still waiting on that musical episode.
And of course. And the fakeness. Which,
well, it's not about real estate.
No, it's absolutely
not. It's not about real estate at all. Actually, someone reminded me on Instagram. I forgot. I think Crappin's covers this
they
show,
do.
Too. So it's something that a lot of people know about. It's just wonderful. So our first episode, we do two episodes at a time. So if you want to listen, we dropped the first episode on the free feed. You can listen. We just raw dogged y'all last week with a lot of content at the end.
Because fucking ultimatum.
But
fucking ultimatum.
As someone said on the $8 tier, they're like, this is a bargain. We're like the Costco's of Patreon. We give you a lot in bulk.
Like someone said, I really enjoy your commitment to the show, even though we probably understand you hated it by the end.
We didn't like the ultimatum.
You know what? Looking back, I'm glad we did it. Like the people who were on the ultimatum. Stop fidgeting. Stop fishing. Yeah.
Oh, like April says. Yeah, when you ever touch at his hair.
If April wants to do something, April will do it.
April will do it. So Selling Sunset, y'all. Great. Pig royalties ending this week.
Take it off my hat.
We're still working out schedules, but we are going to have some interviews coming from pig royalty.
Almost certainly the reins. We just haven't confirmed it.
I was texting with Jody. I remind me to talk to you afterwards. And then later she's like, can we talk about this later? I'm drunk in Mexico. And I went, yes. We'll talk later.
That's on brand.
Yeah. I was at a party. I was like, I'm a little tipsy too. So anyway, but speaking of interviews and collaborations.
Oh, thank you.
We have some collabs coming.
There's so much to talk about.
There is. I'm sorry if there's two announcements to y'all, but I'm sorry.
I feel like a newborn bottom who is just being passed around.
I'm so sorry. If you were sitting here on the intimate portrait right here in the middle
of
our
newborn baby.
If you're on our top video tier, you're sitting here, you just threw up in your mouth.
Y'all, We're doing a series of collabs for May. Well, I can announce,
because we've been wanting
them
to do.
Yes,
my father, and then the tour stuff. These are people that
cancer.
Yeah, can't we?
In quotes,
there's people that literally emailed us, literally a year ago, or we emailed them. We were, this was in motion, and then life kind of stopped for me. So we thought, why not put them all together in what, Poodle?
In the Ménage à Trois. Get it? Ménage à Trois.
Month of May.
Month of May. The Ménage à Trois.
There you go.
Get it? There's two of us and one of somebody
else. Yeah, except for one of them, we're doing two. So it's already four.
Fuck
so
you.
That doesn't, okay, it doesn't work.
Also, this is very non-sexual, Ménage à Trois.
Okay, great.
I might have sex with some of these people, but never. You'll never be in the room.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that.
I'd rather you be in a different state, actually.
I love country.
So, y'all, the
put
Ménage
me on the Concord.
À Trois, here's something we can announce. We're going to talk about where these are. The first one that's going to come up, Married to Reality with John and Teresa. They were lovely coming to our Atlanta show.
And they're the only podcast out there we know of.
An actual 90-day fiancé couple.
Actually, they're a 90-day. They're an international couple.
Teresa is gorgeous. John's hot.
He's hot. She is gorgeous, though. So we're doing that. And then we're doing...
This is interesting because this is someone who we've known for a while and who's a comedian and an improver. And it is Jackie Johnson with Natch Butte. It's a beauty podcast. She talks about beauty, fashion, but she interviews comedians and they talk. So it's like you're not just interviewing like an influencer.
She's really funny.
Jackie's so funny. She's so, Texas gal.
She's Texas. She's comic. She's just super, super, super,
yeah,
super.
I've known Jackie for probably 10 or 12 years. So.
And, you know, ironically, a good segue, we know Jackie because Jackie is, you've worked with her, but also she's friends with one of our 90-day content creator. She's friends with Chris Farah. And our next collab, I met whenever I guested on a YouTube thing with Chris Farah. And so that's, we've been working on. So finally, we're going to have who, Poodle?
Everyone's an open door. We're going to have Wah Lino, otherwise known as Wahima
Lino.
And from the YouTube channel, just call me Wah.
I'm excited for that, y'all, because she covers the trash we cover. She does 90 Day Fiancé, and she also covers Love After Lockup.
It's so, all similar trash.
So she's a YouTuber, so we'll do a podcast video thing with that. We're still working out the particulars. We're still reaching out to some other people right now.
One will be confirmed.
Some soon. Of us have emailed those back and said, who are you? one person blocked our email.
Yeah.
So we've got to go different avenues.
Yeah, we're trying.
Yeah.
But... at least three good Ménage à Trois.
We're very excited.
I'm going to lean into that branding.
This was
so just
maybe
okay
our longest this. Announcements ever, and I'm sorry.
No.
No, I didn't start the time until like 10 minutes in.
Sorry. How insincere was that?
Not at all. Not sincere at all.
I think let's talk though. About the show.
Y'all, we're going to talk about Bilal and Shida first. Home Sweet Hoax. Episode 2. Okay.
Oh.
I do think this is going to be a good season. As people have been messaging, just like, holy shit, hold on for this.
Now, and I have some more. I'm not trying to question the veracity of her account, but someone sent me a message, and I'm going to talk about it. I won't say her name, but she brings up a good point.
Sorry, I'm shaking
so,
up my liquid
as I said
IV.
Before, the worst version of Punk'd ever.
The worst version of Punk'd ever.
Y'all, he's putting up stuff in his fake house. And he's coming at it like this is his childhood home where he lived and he learned a lot from it. And this is the hood, growing up in the hood and whatever. He hasn't lived in it in a while, it looks like.
No, he said the house has been vacant for 15 years.
So my question is...
15 years.
What... how much is left of that person who grew up in that house? Because that's all he talks about is, I'm hood bougie, blah, blah,
I don't think it matters because... I guess it does matter. I think there's very little of that person... ironically, I think Bilal has completely forgotten where he came from.
Yeah.
Because someone who grew up in that house, who also is someone of a devout faith, what's more important and integral to being a good human than honesty?
Than honesty and trust?
Honesty and trust.
I can't imagine what he thinks he's going to build with this person.
He's not. This is, and I'll say this a lot of times, but y'all, this is one, what I see this as, and this is 100% about control. What he is showing her,
it's gross,
is not, he keeps saying, I want her to be grateful and to realize how good she has it. What he actually is saying to her, y'all, is be good or this is where you'll be.
Oh,
that's what he's saying.
He also
he's saying,
says,
I'm in control. Yeah. I make the money. You don't do what I say. This is where you're.
And at any moment, I could change my mind.
And it's this horrible, disgusting Americanism of just. It's so much better here.
Like, I hold all the keys. Yeah.
Everywhere besides America is a shithole.
And he also says, you guys, I have trust issues, so you should feel sorry for me. Then he says,
bullshit. Bullshit. Then, you're still best friends with your ex-wife. Your divorce, look, your divorce couldn't have been that bad.
Right. And then, y'all, but I said, so let's make all of your trust issues and let's foist them upon this woman who you...
Did you say foist?
You foisted upon them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say force.
No.
It sounded like you said...
You
foisted them. That's what I thought.
You foisted upon him. He foisted this upon her.
Oh, okay, yes.
So he made his trust issues and said, issues... And put them on her, a person who has nothing to do with any of this.
Nothing to do with any of them. So,
yeah. So, y'all, he's waiting for her at the airport. And he's like, what makes my skin crawl is this fake sincerity him saying, I'm just so nervous. Y'all, he can't wait to get here and just and try to emotionally take apart another human being.
Yeah.
And...
What was
this? Is a fucking villain.
Some of our listeners said either Cray Cray or was it Pink Shade said this is what's the movie with Julia Roberts?
Sleeping with the Enemy.
This was like Sleeping with the Enemy Part 2.
Yeah. With the towels.
Yeah.
You've never seen that, right?
Long time ago. Long
Symphony Fantastique playing in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but strangely enough, this is scarier to me than that film.
Because this is real life.
Yeah.
But this is, women have this, and men too, but yeah.
Ooh. So he's going on and on. You're just like, all the prayers, I wrote in all the lies.
And all the lies. And he said, I want to see if her words match her actions. And I went, but your actions aren't matching your words. And I want to say one thing that they, because we get to where she finally sees her. And if you're watching this and you don't do some digging, we're going to see she rolls her eyes and she seems a little bit like at first, even I was like, okay, girl, put your bag down in a van, calm your
roll. Yeah.
Like it's not, she seems, I looked at, because the way these people live, I looked at the difference of their Instagram and her, both of their Instagrams. Cause normally we never give a shit.
Yeah.
And I thought though, but remember she slid into his DMs or I think she slid into his.
Yes. That's what he said.
And so they met each other on social media. And so, That's what I keep telling y'all. Social media is real to people who only live their lives on social media. Well, you look at a social media, actually, it is nothing but just that God first, stuff first.
Yeah.
But then also
suits,
entrepreneur,
watch collections.
I'm a baller. There's an artistic picture of me by a plane because I'm flying private.
Right.
It's all that fucking bougie shit. So, that's how she knows him.
That's because
she's never seen
his
house.
They've never really spent a lot of time together.
She's never seen his car. So
you understand why she's confused.
So you understand why she... And now I looked at her Instagram as well. It's not as bad. Her stuff is mainly like her... It's actually her
yoga.
Instagram is clever. It's her like doing flexibility and yoga things like in places, like in a plane seat. And
that's cool.
It's clever. But she does have like... Literally some beautiful pictures of her in beautiful clothes.
She's like, gorgeous,
she
though.
She is, but it's like hashtag fashionista. So yeah. Are they both into the, quote, lifestyle?
Totally.
Totally. But his is like...
Yeah, his is making... His is selling a
his
lifestyle.
His is beyond. It's like... It looks like a male version of Darcy and Stacey. But without plastic surgery.
Wow.
I just want to put that out there.
That's next for him, probably.
Probably.
So, I want to... She says... they meet, and she they're so happy. And Shida says, I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of things that he's been hiding from me, because I haven't seen his house. I haven't seen his car. He, you know, remember, you guys, he basically FaceTimes against that white wall.
Yep.
He's super cagey about what he reveals to her.
Oh, and it's all games. It's not prank, because he purposely rolls her suitcase up to that back of that like little Chevy car.
Yep.
He makes her, he quote unquote tricks her into thinking that that's the car.
Right.
And she's already
and she's
looking
like, oh,
at
I thought that was the car.
But she was looking at the car. You could see her kind of looking at the car judgmentally, yep. even the Chevy. And then he says, oh no, it's this one. So it's not even punking. He's completely trolling yeah. her at this point.
And at one point, he's putting stuff in there, and he's got stuff in the back of the car, and she's like, why are you putting my stuff in your trash? There's trash back there.
And I just want to say, remind everybody, this is somebody he's supposed to love. Like, yeah. You don't see any love in this from him, and you forget about
it. Well, and she's like, she's got some great lines. This is like Sanford and Son. It's the big one.
Good show.
Aunt Esther comes around the corner. This is just foolishness.
Oh,
I'd love that.
I'd
so
love that.
I also wrote down, though, she's not stupid.
She's
not a stupid, gullible person. So she says, in the moment, she says, based on the fact that he's flipping houses, he's got these suits, he's got these watches. Just what you said before about Instagram. She's like, he's living this lifestyle. He has some finances. And she's like, I don't know what's going on here.
Or this is about. This, do I think she's a little bougie and likes nice things? Yes. But think about this. And she kind of explained this to him at the end, and he didn't get it, but whatever.
Oh, talk about not understanding anything she's saying.
But you know what I would think? Think about what if you were Shida and you landed, I would go.
And you left everything.
Oh, my God, I've been lied to.
Yeah.
He's lying to me. He can't support us. He can't feed us. Y'all, this house, because he didn't fix it, and a sissy sent me a screenshot and pointed it out, the house has no kitchen sink.
Yes, there's no faucet.
There's no faucet. There's just the sink with no faucet, and they put greenery over it, thinking that nobody will. So she literally.
Someone went to a PA went to Michael's, y'all.
Yes, it's true.
And got that. Or Hobby Lobby.
So they're literally, she's literally thinking that she's moving into squalor. She's going, oh my God, I've been catfished.
Yeah.
This guy's lied to me who he is. I've left my family. I've left my business. What the fuck? Remember, y'all, she can't work.
Yep.
So she is freaking out.
And
that's where, in that freak, I just was like, and when that freak out, that comes because he says, see, it's so funny because I take care of you and I decide everything.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. All about. He's not going to let her have, he's like worse, but he's like a male Evelyn, and that he's never going to let her decide anything that's important to him.
It's weird because you said Evelyn, but I can't even imagine Evelyn doing anything this bad.
No, it's true.
But, wow.
And she's horrible.
Yeah. But you guys, the next thing he says, she says, I love you, babe, but you're losing points. And it was kind of a funny thing. And instead of taking that moment to, you know what? Because didn't you keep saying, when's he going to tell her? And every time I would ask that, I'm like, no, he hasn't. And my chest would tighten again. And because, y'all, this turns out to be like cruelty.
It's cruelty.
It's just cruel. And then, and he's like, well, you're losing points with me. Again, never trying to, every time she says something to him, he insults her.
Because it's not a joke. It's a test. And she's failing a test.
But I'm pulling a prank on you. So, y'all, and I wrote down, he said, you know, I just want to make sure she says she's my ride or die. I want to really make sure. And I'm thinking, this is the way you're doing it?
Yeah.
Because he says, basically, you know, things can happen. What if something goes wrong and I lose all my money tomorrow? We can't plan for this.
We can't plan for, because they're sitting. This is when they, you're talking about, they come at the house. She sees the paint peeling off the wall. She sees it's complete. It's in, and granted, yes, people live like this. It's not about that people live this way. It's about that he's lied to her. That's what it's about. And she's sitting on the couch, and that's where she says, like, this is just, I think, I'm Team Shida. I think she, and actually,
is anyone Team Belong?
No, but I really liked her because I actually thought her response showed how much she cared about him and how kind she was, because she said, this is a lot to take in for me right now. It's just not what I was expecting.
Right.
And she said, it's just not what I imagined in moving to the U.S. And
she says a developed country. A first world country.
And Belong says, well, where in the Quran does it say that I have to provide a mansion to you?
I screamed.
And I thought, I haven't read the Quran, but I'm imagining, because most most religions have this as kind of like a tent pole, whether it's mystic Christianity or Muslim or whatever. But kind of one thing all religions across the world, and I would even say almost if there are
don't
in the
lie.
Universe. Don't lie. So I guarantee, I haven't read the Quran, but I bet
it's in there.
My slutty white ass that don't lie is in the Quran.
It's in there, I'm sure. Yep. It's in there like Prego. that's an old commercial.
Yeah.
I had another thought in this. She keeps talking about the house being from 1900s. If this was someone who we already knew was a gold digger, I'm trying to think who people like Larissa.
Yeah.
If this was Colt taking Larissa to here and we were watching Larissa react, it would almost be funny because we already know she's a gold digger or someone like Larissa. I'm trying to think who was the ultimate gold digger in 90 Day Fiancé.
I mean, a lot of people say Anfisa.
Yeah. But so it would almost be kind of funny. We would be able to have a moment of levity.
We would. I do think
we don't think this woman is that way.
I still would think it would be cruel.
Yeah.
Because the same thing that he says that he won't, but y'all, I guarantee you with his words, and again, when he goes to see her, the nice watches and everything, he sold her a bill of goods.
Yep.
And now she's like, he did the same thing Jorge did.
Yeah.
To Anfisa. He did the same thing. Who else?
At least George didn't take her to a shit box.
Or George, yes. Yes. At least George. Well, he took her to his real apartment and Fisa called it a shitbox.
Now, I do want to say, y'all, the house is terrible. The paint's peeling.
It's horrible.
But you know the worst thing about that house? There's word art everywhere.
Well, I think they added it.
They did.
To make it
look
homey.
Someone went to Home Goods.
And that's one thing that I thought was key when she said, they did go to Home Goods. She said, this house just doesn't look like him. It doesn't look like it. It's the same feeling that probably, I can't believe I'm making the comparison, that, I really forget their name once we're finished with them.
Describe. Worst game of pyramid ever. Keep going.
Ben.
Ben and Mahogs.
I think it's very similar to what Ben, when Ben walked, saw, when Mahogany's
saw the bunk
face,
beds.
Because he just said, this isn't the person who is described to me, and it feels weird.
Yep. And we all understood why he felt that way.
But we didn't mind because he's practically a pedophile and a piece of shit.
So,
and maybe Shida's a bougie, self-involved, gold-digging asshole. But we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. But I still don't think, I don't think he thinks that. So he's painted Shida as someone who is loving, and so why would you, if you thought that about someone, why would you do this to someone?
Why would you? And it also, it is different than with like Ben and Mahogany, because it's different because that was a woman bringing a man to her home.
Mm-hmm.
This is different when this is a man, and it's a man from and they're both religious, and this religion deems the man as the king of the house.
Yep.
And the decision maker of the house. That is, this would be the same if we saw a man who is an Orthodox Jew bringing a woman into his house and she is suddenly living in. I would feel so bad for that woman because of what she's thinking. I'm stuck.
Yeah. And The other thing he says, you guys.
Because aren't they spiritual? Remember, they didn't bring this
they
up.
They had the nikah ceremony.
They had the nikah. So that's like a spiritual marriage to them. So this isn't like a we're trying out.
No, they're married in according to Islamic law. So he says, she's like, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. And she's like, he's like, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed with your attitude. Again, there's
He talks to her like a child.
And she says that. She said, don't talk to
me
like a child. And that's when she said, nothing says you in this house.
Yeah.
And he's like, and that's when we get into this, you guys.
You realize people don't own
Are you are you appreciative? You could be that person on the corner, you know. And he's like, I'm actually hurt.
He's like,
you're not, because you don't feel anything.
You don't feel anything. And she said, because remember, he's saying, it hurts. He said into the camera, this hurts my feelings because this is my childhood home. She doesn't know it's your child.
Yep.
If she saw this was your childhood home, she probably would have different feelings.
I think also he says that most people don't own a home. And I think that depends on where you live.
It doesn't.
I think if you go to think about Ardmore, I think most people are homeowners in Ardmore.
I would imagine. Overall in the country, I think more people do rent in our country than I think. But I'm not sure about that. So who knows?
I know in cities people rent.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So but you know, most people buy. Although it's changing a lot.
Yeah.
That's a whole conversation.
So no, I was just saying, but he made it sound
but
like...
But no, he made it sound
even,
like...
Even for this house, we should be very
he
grateful.
He made it sound to be grateful, because if you look to on next week, they said, on next week, he's wearing an actual t-shirt that says, be grateful on it. Did you not notice that? It had the word letter B, and then it said grateful underneath. He's a monster.
Y'all,
I'm going to go on record and...
I watch this like this, y'all.
He scares me more than Big Ed. He scares me more than Ben. He gives me.
Oh, he's a monster.
He gives me Monster of Mark from Mark and Nikki vibes.
Yikes.
I think he's going to go down.
He is the craziest villain that we've seen in a long time.
I mean, he scares me like Jeffrey scares me.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey just got put in jail for murder.
18 years.
18
not
years.
Not murder.
Or not murder, for kidnapping.
Yeah.
And assault and litany, but so, he got 18 years. Yeah,
he's basically.
Can I just say it? He said that, and then she said, "He's like, you should be grateful and not complain." And she said, "I will do both. I will be grateful and I will complain." And I said, "Yes, you will, Shida."
And y'all, he's basically saying, "You've complained the whole time you're here," and he said, "That's not being appreciative." And then he says, "Maybe you should look up that word." It is just the most condescending.
Oh yeah.
I cannot imagine someone talking to me like that.
I won't do it, but I almost thought about following her on Instagram and telling her to run away from him.
I went on a date one time where a guy was so awful and talked down. This was one of those dates where I left halfway through.
Oh, I remember that day.
Yeah.
Because he talked down to you, but didn't he also talk down to the wait staff too?
Everything. Saying things like this. And y'all know that. Don't apologize for doing something like this. If someone is a complete asshole to you, leave.
Leave. Leave.
Be rude.
You don't have to wait till the end of the day. If you feel really uncomfortable,
leave.
Leave.
So she's basically saying things like, when we're not in Trinidad, I saw you with those dapper suits. There was an expectation. I feel absolutely deceived.
The Louis Vuitton luggage.
Yeah. And
y'all, I'm just going to say this. Louis Vuitton luggage is not practical.
Yeah. It's very expensive.
First of all, get your away, a sponsor of 90 Day or Reality Gate.
Used to be.
Used to be. But the only reason people buy Louis Vuitton luggage is they want people to see that they have Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton luggage. So,
yeah. So, anyway, he says, we've got a lot of work to do.
I just want to say, I once bought a Louis Vuitton. Turns out it was a Larry Vito. It's an off-brand. Didn't know they made it.
Come to the Larry Vito store. 59th and Lex. We give you what you want. It may not be Louis Vuitton, but the handle's not going to come off.
For at least a year.
Anyway, She says, the image that you carry doesn't match. And this is when he goes, what do you mean the image that I project?
This is when I went and looked on the Instagram because I said, I want to know what she means. And that's when I went, oh, she's dead
just
on.
Completely oblivious to this.
Dead on.
And the last thing he says, you guys, is, I want someone who wants me for who I am. And then I went, he's like, this is me. And I went, no, you're not this person either.
No.
We don't know who you are.
We don't know who you are. And I guarantee you.
Absolutely chilling.
I guarantee you this is why your ex-wife left you. Because I'm assuming his ex-wife was Muslim too.
I'm assuming.
Was she wearing when we saw her?
Head wrap.
So isn't it a pretty big deal to divorce someone in the Muslim faith?
It depends on if you, for American Muslims, it's not as a big deal.
And maybe he, but I could see.
I don't know. You're going to come at me. That's from what I know.
This is all inferring, but I can totally see him divorcing her because she didn't live up to his standard. I can even see he cheated on her.
I just sit here and watch this.
I'm going to say this now. We knew he was a narcissist. This guy is showing me sociopath tendencies. Big
danger,
time.
Danger,
read
Will
the
Robinson.
Sociopath next door, Shida. Read that book.
Anyway, we're going to talk about something more fun next. We're going to talk about Eve and Muhammad after this quick break.
New couple alert.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
It's time for some sound therapy.
One sissy hates this.
No, Mr. Adoramute.
It's Eve, otherwise known as Yvette in the promos. I think she went to Eve.
Evangelicanemum.
Okay.
Fuck a young man.
I was going to say, I don't know if that goes with acupuncture.
No, but no. I just felt like doing it.
Okay. This is Eve, who is 48. Eight.
And Muhammad, later we'll talk about who's 25.
26.
Real quick, y'all, we forgot one quick little thing. For our patrons at the $15 tier, our YouTube Live will be this coming Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. We just want to remind
May you. May 1st.
May 1st. May Day.
For April.
For April, just time-wise. We just want to remind you, though, that's what we do once a month for people on the $15 tier is we do a 30-minute YouTube Live with them once every month.
Yay!
Anyway, so yes.
You get to ask me all my questions about my turn-ons and quirks.
And he'll answer them mostly. So here's usually when we probably don't, we never really officially said it, but y'all, usually we tell them the tea first before anything. When we have new stuffs, or if we're working on something, or if we decide, we always end up telling our $15
we
tier
do.
That we tell them in that YouTube live.
Wow, way to cock tease.
We do. We don't mean to do it, but I just find that we're in there, and they say, what else is happening? And then
Poodle It's mostly me.
And then Poodle Camp keeps secrets.
It's mostly me. Y'all, Eve from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Muhammad from Alexandria, Egypt. I believe this is our two firsts. I believe this is our first person from Egypt. And our first Native American person, Native American.
Oh, wait, yes, because I'm thinking of Love Off the Grid.
No, she was.
Yeah, I think so, maybe
Angela.
Too. Angela, yeah. Okay, I'm going to just put this out there. I would really like Eve. I would get along with her. I'm going to make fun of her because that's our job. But all this acupuncture,
we do
sound
it.
Therapy, y'all, all that woo-woo shit, we do it. It fucking
We're
works.
We're into it.
I just got my Aunt Darla into it.
She was finally doing cupping.
Yeah, Aunt Darla finally went to this little man from China who's an hour away in Norman, Oklahoma.
I do it every week. I do acupuncture every week.
And you know what she said? He walked in there and he said, oh, you got a lot of problems, and you're real fat.
And he said that to her,
and she said, "I appreciated it."
There, that's what Darla needs.
And that's what Aunt Darla needs. So now she's having to do herbs. But y'all, I am telling you, if you are in a medical situation right now, acupuncture has anybody I've recommended it to you.
It has helped
tremendously.
I go every week. Also, it's like my time.
And also the cupping. I love the cupping. I don't like it when
I
they do
it. I got cupping scars on my back right now. Men tend to point them out.
I'm surprised you don't want to take off your shirt and show everybody.
Ooh, ooh.
It doesn't feel great when it's happening.
I'm fine with it.
Oh, for me, I'm like, ooh, but I feel better afterwards.
It's one of the few things that helps my TMJ. Is acupuncture.
Yeah, and I think that only it was only a few things that helped my sinuses. And you can even do on your face, they can do acupressure points to kind of lift your face and give you like a little mini face.
Okay, come on.
What?
Why does everything have to be about plastic surgery?
It's not. No, it's just because our acupuncturist is a queen.
Yeah, big queen.
But you know what? I saw one of the gay porn stars that I follow threw his back out fucking, and I said, I just tweeted him back. I said, oh, you should go to this acupuncturist. And then I looked up my acupuncturist Instagram. Now the porn star's going to
me. There you go.
I helped a porn star.
You paid it forward.
I gave it forward. I did.
So, y'all, she's a massage therapist and acupuncturist, and I said before, she's Native American Apache, and she felt like she led her to be a healer. I'm going to say this. I don't dislike this person,
which is
a big thing. I'm a little worried that she's going to...
I'm scared.
She has potential to make some poor choices.
That's the deal. Right now, I like her. I think her head is in the clouds about a lot of things, but I like her.
I think
and
she
that's
could
scary to me.
Definitely use some hot oil conditioner.
Yes. Yes. I think her hair is a little over-treated. Her makeup's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Sometimes her lip color's a little off, but her eyes, I love the way she does her eyes, but...
It's a good 48.
Oh, she looks great. Yeah. Isn't it scary, though, because of Matt Sharp, the way he's fucked us over?
We're afraid.
Anytime I like someone, I'm like, yeah.
Well, I'm afraid she's going to be another Stephanie Cuckoo. That's what I'm worried about. Although I don't think that's in her.
No, because I like her. I also, I don't know why. I still have to process this, but I like Kara, so I'm worried about that.
Yeah.
And I like Emily, and I'm worried about that.
I liked Emily a lot more until this episode.
This is only the second episode, so it really wasn't much.
I don't need much.
You
really.
Don't need much. You don't need much.
Don't need much to know when I don't like you. And that may be all I need to know. Little Aaron Neville. Put them all right here.
Yep.
So, y'all, she has a son, Theron, as a single mom, and he has the triple bagger.
She brought this up, so that's what normally we would talk about. This,
the son has autism, Down syndrome, and stage 2 kidney disease.
Man, when so she told me he
that's that is definitely occupies a lot of her time.
She has to they have to put a catheter in him every 3 hours
now,
for him to pee.
What I really appreciate,
this woman, God bless her,
is like I've worked with parents who have children either with autism, and it's more common than people think that to have for Down syndrome and autism to exist in children at the same time. But sometimes the parents sort of say, and I do this, I don't know how I do it, and it's kind of a you run into it and they don't mean to do it. But and she's like, I never,
because there's no right or wrong way, but
right
to do. But yeah,
but
I love
you run into a lot of parents who that's their identity.
Yeah,
is being a parent of a child with autism and Downs or whatever. And she said, you know, I never cared that he had. It's we in the community of people who are teaching and educating. It's we tell people not to use the word care, but that the fact that it wasn't a big thing. It didn't matter to them. They're just happy they had a kid. I think that's what she's meaning.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad she's not taking it as her identity.
No, I thought she said, she said, I just feel like
I'm so glad to have my son.
I just feel like it was, I get so lucky to be, I'm so lucky to be his mother. Yep. And I'm just happy that I have, this is my kid and I'm happy. And I think that is a really great outlook. And anyway,
we use the term wonderfully different.
Yeah, and it was actually inspiring to me and very moving, not in a cry way, but just moving in a way of just watching her and thinking, what's something I do like about her that I also think is kind of a little bit of her Achilles heel. She's seems very optimistic, and she seems very positive.
Yes.
And that's what I like about her a lot.
And
I think she carries this into not seeing these obvious red flags that her friends are pointing out to her. Cause she's like, just so, which happens for a lot of us. The thing that we're so steeped in and we're so good at is the thing that takes us out.
Agreed. It's interesting, and she also doesn't mention there's sometimes parents feel like they need to mention the worst thing that could happen in these, especially shows like this, and they're saying, well, I don't know how much time I'll have with them, that especially with kids with kidney issues, the doctors will talk about that. And so a lot of times there's this fatalism that is talked about. A lot of parents realize that's not really helpful for their kids as well.
Well, maybe she looks at it as like, I'm just grateful I have today with my child.
That's kind of where you have to stay. Which,
healthy or not, that's what we have.
But you do find some parents who it's so interesting working with kids who are either on the spectrum or kids with autism and dealing with the parents. The kids were never the problem. It was always the parents.
That's kids we have.
Yeah.
Period.
I had some parents who you saw every single color of the rainbow of parents who, but there were certain things, and the people who treated their kids' disabilities in the most positive way always made for a better kid. Always made for a kid who accepted.
A less anxious kid, I bet, too. Because that's, kids take on anxiety.
Like, when you met the parent, everything was understood about the kid.
I think that's true for anybody. Yep. But, so y'all, another thing I kind of love about her, she said, I was with his father. We were together for 8 years. She said, but I didn't feel emotionally supported, and I left the engagement. And I was like, good for you. And
then, I know, I'm worried because I like this person.
I really
person.
Like him. And what I love as well, she's a woman who took back her mental health.
Yeah.
Like,
and that was a big thing she was talking about.
In this society, she said it was hard living alone, and she said she, instead of just like immediately jumping on a dating website or whatever, she found this sisterhood that she calls, like we do, call in our Facebook group, she calls it her squad.
Yeah.
She has this sisterhood of women who are yoga instructors and healers. And I was watching her and I was like, I want your life. Yeah. Good for you.
She's approaching this in a healthy way. I'm worried, like you said, it may make her blind to some red flags.
And then Matt Sharp, she's going to end up being, I don't know.
She said,
anytime we like anyone, they're racist or xenophobic. Who knows? I'm so scared.
Yeah. But she did say,
they don't vet
I
anyone.
Was very content to be healing. She's like, And then Muhammad slid into my DMs.
Cue the sexy guitar music that 90 Day Fiancé always plays when they have someone shirtless.
Y'all, he is hot.
He's hot. His face looks... He
reminds me of Omar.
I think Omar, to me, is more attractive.
Yeah.
His face is pretty. He's got very
distinct
features.
Oh, I think
he's hot.
He's in it for me. Does it for me.
I don't know. There's something that looks mannequin-esque about his face to me.
Oh, maybe.
It's almost too pretty.
Okay.
For me.
You like him a little bit beat up?
Yeah, I just... Probably, I definitely would have had to put a backwards hat on him when I sucked his dick to take add a little
Got
grit.
Got it.
A little grit.
So, and she said, kind of laughed her. She's like, hopefully I'm not getting catfished.
It's like Chad.
So, her friend Crystal, she's like, I didn't think he was real. So, Eve video chatted with him within 2 days of sliding into the DMs.
Yeah.
Went to Egypt really quickly
after
that.
Like within two and a half weeks, they were in love.
Got engaged like the next day they were there.
Yeah.
So it's been very quickly.
Did you notice when her friend Crystal was there? Maybe it's because her bedroom was small because she was cleaning out her closet because he is Muslim.
Cleaning up my closet.
And she's not converting, but she's just getting rid of some of her...
Things that are revealing.
Her revealing clothes. Which, I watched this and I said... Yeah, you could do that, but what if y'all did that together and then it's a conversation about what you're both comfortable with instead of you just doing it?
I think she's trying to show him the best version of herself.
I know, and so that's me. It's not, but the way it filmed in the bedroom, her friend Crystal, I guess it was a spacing issue, but didn't it look like she was cleaning out her closet and then they had her friend Crystal
just sit in the doorway.
Later, show up like 3 hours later and said, Crystal, just stand here. I want you to look at that out that window and I'm just going to feed you lines so I can ask questions.
And she wasn't lit.
Yes. And Crystal's like, are you worried he might be here for the wrong reasons?
She did do that.
Well, that's really quick. Crystal,
hold on.
Cut. Crystal, don't look at the camera.
Can someone bring me an Evian?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll do it.
She was looking directly at the camera.
Do you think he lying?
Cut. Crystal, go home.
So, y'all, anyway, they started the K-1 visa process. It's been 2 years. They finally got it. And Crystal says, did he ask you to get rid of this? She's like, well, not in so many words, but... I know in Egypt you can't show your arms or your legs. She's meaning in Islamic culture. And Crystal says, my biggest concern is the age difference.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's 26.
She's 48.
And, yeah. And
he is the same age as Crystal's son.
Yes. And even the thing about Eve, she kind of gets it where she's like, oh, I know people are saying, oh, why does this young guy like her? I guess she wants a sugar mama or a green card. At least she says it before we have to.
But the way she said it is like, I just don't understand why people, it's almost kind of like she worries about people saying that. You guys, if you're going to marry someone who's 25 years younger than you and you're really in it, you got to say, again, what other people think of me is none of my business.
Yep.
Now, that said, y'all, I didn't know if you know, but Cougar Town has been rebooted.
I was just about to say that. Oh, my God. I was going to say, doom, 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 we're going to Cougar Town. Cougar Town. It's the place where women over 40 or 50 go to have drinks. We're going to talk about boobies. We're going to talk about clits and everything.
Everything.
I want a motorboat and we're going to go to Cougar Town. Can I motorboat you? So this is a pretty interesting... I don't think they're all technically cougars, but they're all definitely very sexually forward. And I think she
Tatiana is not a cougar, but her dress was so low cut. I thought at one point she was just going to put her tits on the table. Now, look, I'm going to make fun of these women.
They have a good stuff to say,
and
though.
I just want to say... I would love to have a wine flight with all of these women, and I would have the best fucking brunch with them. So
bring the bottle.
I'm just saying, I see myself in them, and that's why.
Jen and Rochelle are the ones, they're like, we didn't see this happening. And of course, they're like, so how long did you wait for sex?
which is what we would ask.
Yeah. And they're like, was he a virgin? And she's like, so, they're yep. like, I knew it.
He was a virgin. And so when they found out he's a virgin, I kind of have to say, this is very me. When I found out, if I would, I would say, I would literally turn to my girlfriend and say, did he know where your clit was?
Jen says, did he know where your clit was? Did he play with your nipples?
And Beth's like, ah. And I was like, did he get you off? Did he slap you, Sally?
I would not ask that. I'd probably hear you ask that and go, let her tell you.
That's exactly what would happen.
Just invasive.
No, I just want to make sure my friends are getting theirs.
So anyway, and she's like, don't worry. He was fine. I'll just say it was multiple times.
And she did say, she said, it makes me a little uncomfortable because I know he wouldn't like these conversations. But that's what's, and maybe it's just because it's on TV, but I went, your friends are probably asking you this because y'all have talked about this with other guys. Like other guys she's dated.
Oh, I see.
Like they've, so it's just.
Well, yes, but I think she's being cagey because they know this is such an American, they're so, such an American issue, and this is not what they know. And also, this is such a different problem, and she knows they're going to disapprove, which is why she's held back so much. I completely understand she doesn't want to tell these women.
I understand why she's holding back, but I also, normally we get the friends that are, they say the same producer line. That
sure, it's not doing. Here for a green card? Is that the word?
Card, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a green card, yes. Yeah. And, okay, none of the friends said
no.
that.
No.
None of the friends. What I loved is these friends weren't talking about him.
They were talking about her.
Yep. And what they saw. And
that's progress for 90 Day.
It's progress for 90 Day. And I also feel like this is the best friendervention we've had on this show.
Yeah, usually they're awful.
Where, because they talk about drinking a little bit. And she's like, I don't really drink a lot. And they're like, yeah, that's true. He doesn't drink at all. But Eve does said, well, he did get upset that I was in a bikini. And then Rochelle says, but you know, Eve, you know, that's love. That's love when you're changing all these things about yourself with someone. That's love.
And Jen. Jen says, no, that's not love.
Okay. Rochelle's been in a lot of bad relationships.
Yeah, she has been.
And Jen has not, because the thing Jen said, she said, that is not love. That
she's
is
like, I'm worried she's going to lose herself.
She said, that's an addiction to a feeling. And I went, this is the first time anybody on 90 Day Fiancé has ever said that.
No, it's great.
You say that all
the
time.
Yes, an addiction to a feeling.
And she said, and it's that feeling, if you don't do these things, then you won't keep that addiction feeling. And I feel like you are losing yourself and take away parts of yourself.
This was a great conversation.
It was.
Didn't
hear it.
And then went, what's it? But more about your clit.
But more about your clit, yeah. More about your clit.
So they did say, would it be that terrible to take the entire 90 days? These are good recommendations.
Which normally I'm against, but they're so, you know, we're like, people should know before then, but it's like, yeah, maybe you do that.
That's the show.
I want to say one thing, but this is the part where I scream. Go, oh, Eve, because she says,
Eve.
She's like, this is why I've been hesitant, because everyone has their preconceived notions. And I went, no, honey, these aren't preconceived notions. This is good questions that they're asking about you. God, Matt Sharp, you're not going to let us like anyone, are you?
Nope.
All right, everybody, that's the show. Come see us live. One thing we didn't say about all those dates is you can get those dates. The best source, because it will be on the website on realitygaze.com. Sometimes that can take a little bit to get up. On our Instagram.
On our Linktree.
There'll be a Linktree link with all the venues, with all the ticket sites. Go to that. You can do that. And that's probably going to be, we'll have that posted in our private Facebook group, the Cincy Squad. We'll have it posted on, at least on general, when there's a general sale.
And please,
Friday.
If you do see the links early and you're like, Carl, this doesn't work, the links are not going to be live until they are live.
Until what time again? 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Or 10 a.m. Pacific. And that's the pre-sale on Wednesday.
So if you live in Chicago or you live in St. Louis, that's central. So that means it's not going to, you've got a nooner when you can get
tickets. Does anyone need to go to the bathroom before we leave?
If anybody's in Denver, or Rapid Cities, Iowa, or wherever they are, is that Mountain Time?
That's Central Time.
Oh.
We gotta get you an Atlas.
Who else is in at Mountain Time? I don't even know. Des Moines?
Nevada. Are they?
No, they're in Wesco.
Billings, Montana.
If you're in Billings, Montana, Denver and Mountain Time, Flagstaff maybe, Arizona.
I don't know.
Mountain Time, it's going to be 11 o'clock.
Yes.
11 a.m. I swear to God, y'all, I'm just not going to answer you back. I'm not. Because I've got dick to suck and trash TV to watch.
You're just going to get a response of Colty's penis. That's what we'll send
That's
back.
That's every time. We're just sending you Colty's dick.
Colty's dick pic.
I love it. Y'all, go to the website, do all that shit. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can, or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can leave. A lot of places now you can leave reviews, so we appreciate that. If you enjoy the show and you like us talking about, y'all, post, share on your Instagram.
Give the gift of sharing us.
If you share and it's a fun story, like, and you tag us, we often share it to our own story. Mm-hmm. So do that. We're on TikTok. Share us on TikTok. Talk about us on TikTok, Twitter, wherever. That, we appreciate that. It helps grow.
The Reddits.
The more you show, put the show out there, the more we can get actually legitimate people to interview on this show instead of the pizza guy who once gave Larissa a slice of cheese pizza that she dropped and requested a new one for free. I talked to him. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you're still looking for that clit...
Guilty.
For years?
Guilty.
You're just like...
Never found it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Oh, there it is. No, it's there.
I was practically Dora the Explorer.
If you're still looking for that clit, call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.